WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Augusta County's Sheriff's Office warns residents of a jury duty phone scam. Public school enrollment in Virginia is still below pre-pandemic levels, and that could affect funding from the General Assembly. And as Republicans take over the governor's mansion and the House, gun rights advocates have their eyes on some of the restrictions that have been passed by Democrats. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, November 30. The Augusta County Sheriff's Office is warning residents about a phone scam first reported Monday morning, Randy B. Hagee reports.
Lieutenant Leslie Snyder said a local resident received a call Monday morning from a number that appeared to be from the sheriff's office. Someone identifying themselves as a, quote, deputy cook, said the resident had missed jury duty and needed to gather up financial documents and report to the sheriff's office immediately. But there is no deputy cook.
There's no way of really tracking down who is behind doing all that. It's just like the scams over the internet. It's so hard to just track down one specific person who's doing that.
Snyder said the scammer did not ask for the financial information to be relayed over the phone.
She disconnected the phone call, and I'm not sure if it would have went further, if they would have asked for that or not. We were just trying to cut it off before, we got multiple phone calls.
According to the Better Business Bureau, scammers can spoof their caller ID to mimic other phone numbers and appear trustworthy.
Even if the number looks legit, if it's asking for anything personal, financial, anything like that, I would hang the phone up, call the number back that called, and see who it comes back to.
Snyder said that the sheriff's office will never call and ask you to bring in financial documents or try and get money from you over the phone. For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
Enrollment in Virginia's public schools has not returned pre-pandemic levels, according to state data. 44,000 students left public schools last year. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that even after Virginia mandated reopening schools 5 days a week, the number of students lagged by 46,000 this year compared to 2019. Much of the loss is in early grade levels. About 80,000 kindergartners enrolled last school year. It's nearly 12,000 fewer than the previous school year. This year, kindergarten enrollment increased to around 87,000, but that's still not a return to pre-pandemic levels. The enrollment loss could affect how much the General Assembly is willing to offer local school budgets. Those incarcerated in Virginia before 1995 generally only have one option for early release, clemency granted by the governor. And current Governor Ralph Northam's term is running out, Virginia Public Radio's Jad Khalil reports.
For the past several weeks, a small group of people has gathered near the Capitol Bell Tower on Tuesday afternoons.
Hey, everybody, live at the vigil.
They're asking for a conditional pardon for Robert Wise Green. Here's Madeline McClenny.
The mercy does not match the justice denied, and so we're pleading within proximity of the governor's mansion for the governor to amend this clemency and release Robert immediately.
Administration officials didn't answer an email asking how many applications there are. They did say applications are coming in faster now that the governor's term is coming to an end. Governor Ralph Northam says his administration is working on those.
There's certainly been a backlog, so we've worked through that as efficiently as we can and as carefully as we can, but we have pardoned more individuals and administrations together in the past, so we're very proud of that.
Northam has pardoned at least 604 people, more than the last 9 administrations combined. I'm Jad Khalil.
Courthouse News Service is suing Virginia court officials to expand access to digital court documents. Currently, citizens and journalists have to physically drive to court to get access to court documents, while lawyers can get documents from a digital database. Courthouse News argues in the lawsuit that the process infringes on First Amendment rights. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the Attorney General's office has asked for the case to be dismissed. The Attorney General says giving lawyers sole digital access to documents is in Virginia's interest in order to protect court records from exploitation. In the past few years, Democrats have implemented a host of new measures to prevent gun violence. Now that Republicans are moving into positions of power in Richmond, many of those new laws may be reevaluated. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports on one top priority for gun rights enthusiasts.
After years of advocating for the authority to ban firearms from local parks and government buildings, local governments across Virginia finally got the ability to take action last summer, and many did, now that Republicans are taking control of the Executive Mansion and the House of Delegates. Many gun rights enthusiasts are hoping that local authority will be ended. Philip Van Cleve is president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League.
I don't want to have to be in a position of going, oh, geez, I'm going to Alexandria. I was going to meet somebody in the park. Can I carry a gun there? That's only a recipe to get somebody like me who doesn't commit any crime inadvertently into trouble, and you're disarming me. So if something did happen in the park that day, I would be helpless when I didn't need to be helpless.
Advocates for preventing gun violence say local governments should be able to determine what's in the best interest of their local communities. Lori Haas at the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence.
Gun owners, for the most part, are law-abiding citizens, and I believe that they're more than capable of learning the laws for whatever jurisdictions they're planning to visit.
Now, many gun rights enthusiasts want Haas removed from the Crime Commission, which makes recommendations on bills that deal with firearms. She says she has no plans on leaving the commission before her term is up next summer. Michael Pope.
Employers in Virginia are debating the necessity of bringing all employees back to the office. A recent survey by the Virginia Council of CEOs and the Business School at the University of Richmond reveals that around 45% of CEOs said they're not going to require in-person work, about 20% will require a return to the office, and about 30% are undecided. A few business leaders told the Richmond Times-Dispatch that productivity did not decline during the pandemic. They also acknowledged not all roles have to be in person. But others felt that in-person interactions strengthen employees' commitment to the company and their service to customers. Ports in California have been making headlines for their delays and supply chain backups, but the Virginian Pilot reports that the Port of Virginia has been running smoothly and outperforming other major ports on the East Coast. Virginia Port Authority CEO and Executive Director Stephen Edwards says that's in part because the Port of Virginia operates differently than those in L.A. and Long Beach. For instance, Edwards said the two ports in the Los Angeles area are run by two distinct organizations. Virginia's terminals are run by one entity, the Virginia Port Authority. So if one terminal has a congestion issue, the Port Authority can easily divert cargo to another terminal. Virginia's Port Authority also controls the trucking fleet and has automated stacking cranes. Finally today, if you haven't purchased a Christmas tree yet, you might want to start looking. There's a national tree shortage. Jamie Warner is executive director of the American Christmas Tree Association. She told our partner station WHRO that extreme weather in the Pacific Northwest, wildfires, droughts, and floods led to the shortage this year.
It's a double, triple, quadruple whammy for the Christmas tree industry, and everyone is sharing the pain.
There are also fewer artificial trees on the shelves because of supply chain issues. Warner says that combined with an insufficient number of truck drivers, consumers could see a 20% increase in Christmas tree prices this year. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected. And enjoy your Tuesday.